It's time for Thursday's Roundup, always powered by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our show has more kick than your first sip of morning coffee. Don't miss Hank's Love Lines. Hank says if they text you back fast, you're golden. If they hit you with K, start asking questions. Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup give your day just the right amount of unexpected.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you. Galaxy Skate Center, the place to be.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
What's going on?
Can't sing.
Did you do something? Did you put something in the coffee?
I hope so.
How was your evening, young man?
Good.
Wet.
It was wet. Yep. Never stopped raining, did it?
No.
Always.
And I guarantee, I don't want to say this, but we guarantee we got over 2 inches in basketball. It was crazy.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
I mean, just pounded.
Yeah, that was really wicked about 5 o'clock
or
so.
Oh, my goodness. And it never stopped.
Yeah.
Because I was going to go outside and, you know, maybe I can... You know, do because I'm working on the yard. I'm thatching it.
Right.
That ain't happening.
Do you think that your moles have water in the basement?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
They do.
They probably do.
I hope they. I got a new formula. I'm not going to try to kill them. I'm just going to try to get rid of them.
See, that's what you got to do. You got to be humane.
Yeah.
Right.
So I made this last night and made me get out of the kitchen.
Huh.
It's horrible.
So what is it, like a sign that you put up that says worm farm this way? Or I mean, I don't know.
It has gunpowder in it. Or I'm sorry, fire powder. Fire powder is very hard to find because usually when you say fire powder or it wants to give you a fire starter, but it's a powder.
You cook with it?
No, no. Okay. But you put it in this and along with some ground pepper.
Oh, it's a little spicy there.
Yeah, yes, and then some, what else? Baking soda, vinegar.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it gets on them, and they can't stand it, and they leave. And
they leave.
They'll never come back.
They get out of there.
They get out of there. Like, hey, we're out of here. He evicted us. We got to go.
Wow.
Hey, it's either that or get stabbed by my harpoon or burn him out of the hole.
And
so I'm giving them the option.
That's not working.
No. They laugh at me like, look at me. He just burned our slums down.
We got to get a microphone down there. I want to hear him laughing.
Yeah, you'll like that one.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I scalped my backyard the other day. You know, I dethatched it. So I'm trying to work on the sides. So
kind of like your last haircut.
Yeah. You know, just like my mullet. My mullet of a yard.
Party in the back.
Party right? In the back.
Yep.
That's all. So, any plans for tonight?
Well, baseball, if we can get it in.
I mean, right now it's kind of in limbo, don't you agree? Well, I mean, I don't know if the fields are going to be okay. Or,
they're going to try to play.
You have to.
Even if they have to put plywood down on the baseball.
Yeah, 100%. Mr. Thompson.
They're going to try to play. Well, yeah, it's going to dry out a little bit. It's going to be a nice day.
Did you know Kurt just bought some, what are those little dinghies in Riverdale? You know, he's the AD in Riverdale. Kurt Thompson. You got some dinghies. Well, that way everybody can have a dinghy when they play baseball tonight.
What do you mean, like go around the baseball?
Yeah, you go around the baseball.
Yeah, I saw a couple of pictures
snorkels.
Of diamonds this week. I think one was in Clintonville. Somebody said, and it looked like the public swimming pool.
100%. Yeah.
And then there was another where I swear you could take a canoe around the base paths.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
I'm here. Yeah, Kirk got Riverdale got a nice one.
Nice win last night.
Nice job for Riverdale
at Cuba City.
Yeah, at Cuba. That's a big win.
Yeah.
So they're 3-0 in the conference. I'm 0-3.
What's that?
I'm 0-3.
You mowing 3?
I am 0.
Oh, you're 3. Oh, I thought you said you're mowing in 3.
No.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Yeah.
0-3. 0-3 in what?
Just anything I do.
Uh-huh. Well, no, you won a few of the games on Thursday.
You know, I was last night I was, you know how you get these annoying credit card offers, or hey, we'll give you a $250 line of credit, or all the time.
Yeah.
But if you don't take care of that stuff and just throw it in the mail, that's how your identity gets stolen. So I decided to burn mine.
Oh.
So I was outside burning and
in the rain.
Just play with me here. can you just play along? I was outside burning this stuff, and
okay.
My wife comes out, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm burning all this stuff. That she goes, oh, it's just, if you do that, it's just going to go in the cloud.
True.
So, yeah, but no, I actually
things, and you had a wife, too, in this scenario, too.
My wife I'm not allowed to call her my wife anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and plus the police told me not to be calling her that.
Okay.
So,
huh.
But I did get one of those.
A lot of issues there. All right.
Paper shredder?
Oh, yeah, paper shredder.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going all the time when I get home.
Yeah,
I mean, I think yesterday I had 11 solicitations for that stuff.
It's fun to play with that. Or see how many you can put in at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it plugs up.
A lot of time if they give you a return envelope, it says no postage necessary mail in the United States, you can send all that stuff back to them.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't like that either.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's a really cool thing to do.
Yeah. During political season, too.
Oh, you send it back to them.
What a waste.
It is a waste of energy, a waste of time, waste of our trees. It is. It is an absolute waste.
And even the candidates.
Oh, yeah.
They'll admit that.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody else is doing it for them.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah. Why waste all this stuff?
Right.
Because I don't, if I see one,
yeah.
If I see one,
there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and here's the sad thing, all right? I can get a bill in the mail that was due in March, and they sent it out in February, and I get it in April. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And no offense, it's just the way it is right now.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost, you're talking about emails and solicitation that way. I almost deleted, I actually won third place in the Civic Media.
Woo!
NCAA basketball.
Good for you,
Philip. Michigan.
Yeah.
I moved all the way up to third place. So I almost got rid of my $25 gift card that they gave me for winning. I almost, what is that? Wait a minute.
Whoa. Phil, you're a winner.
Wait.
I'm a winner.
Woohoo. I can buy me something.
Well, they should at least gave me a $25 gift card.
For what?
Not entering it.
Oh, there you go.
But you know what I'm saying? Keep me out because I'm a winner.
Oh, yeah, because you'd have won it.
Yeah.
You'd have won it big.
With Arkansas.
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. Now, you can pick any game show.
Oh.
Okay. Who would you pick to be on your partner on a game show and why?
Ooh, boy, that's a...
I mean, you could even... Let's just say you have to take Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. That would be fun.
Uh-huh. It would be. You'd need somebody creative.
Do you remember the old Love Connection?
Oh, I do.
Would you and June get your questions right? Today.
Now, wait a minute. A Love Connection with somebody looking at about going out on a date.
Right.
You're talking about...
Oh, yeah. Newlyweds, yes.
Newlywed game.
Would you... Could you and June get it right?
I think so.
I think you could, too.
I believe...
Because you pretty much know... I know she would.
Oh, she'd get it right.
And then you'd maybe get zero, and she'd be really happy.
That's probably...
This is what I get after 40 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we'll do that with food, and I'll do something. She goes, how well do you know me? You know I don't like that. I'm like, okay. I'm sorry. I forgot.
You know what? I'm tasting it with my taste buds today.
You don't know me. Well,
so what game show would you go? If you had any chance, what game show would you go on?
Well, name that tune. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, that would...
Yeah, there was a singing, a lyric one, too, that they used to have that I would have been all right at. Jeopardy, I don't know. There's too many categories. There's too many things that...
I can't spell Jeopardy, let alone
being
on the show.
Right, exactly. And I can't think of a question.
You know what you would be good at? Hollywood Squares.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Not as a contestant, but as one of the guys. Because all the BS that you come up with...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like, is that true?
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a great show. Yeah. It really was. So, but... They need, we could have a local squares, like the Richardson Center squares. That would be actually fun. So.
Sure.
So anyway.
Actually, they did it at Spring Green at the Guard Theater a few years ago.
Oh, they did.
They did a local version as a benefit. Yeah.
It's kind of neat. So.
Right. We did Family Feud once in Richardson Center. We had,
oh, really?
The Knee family did pretty well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we won it.
Really?
Yeah, we did. But it was me, the Willow Creek Knee. And then I went over the hill, over 58 to Highway 14. I got some of the smarter knees.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, exactly.
Were you the leader of the knees?
I was the leader, but they were,
they carried you.
They were the bulk of the team. Yeah.
You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you're asleep in your driver's license photo.
Asleep or whatever, passed out or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
On that, some of that local doctor's remedy, you know. So anyway, guess what we're playing today?
Today's game day. You got, what, a total of five cups lined up?
Look at that.
Six cups lined
six
up.
Six balls, buddy.
What is this?
We're going to play some little table pong.
Oh, pong. Yeah. Okay.
But
do you have some ski in those guys?
No, we're not. No drinking's involved here.
All right.
All right, so what you're going to do, Philip, you're going to go right there up from the corner.
Okay.
And you're going to see if how many of those six balls, you know what, it would be better.
Okay.
If we go like this.
I'm not real good at this game.
That's okay, but you have to bounce it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just throw it. You got to bounce
it. How close can I be? Can I be like
that's
up
way
here?
Too close.
Oh, up here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you ready? You get six balls. Okay. Every ball counts as 1 point.
All right.
All right.
Oh, boy, that one was way off. What kind of, these are like silly putty eggs or something. Oh, my God.
My goodness, Phil.
What is that?
It's
bouncing like.
Maybe they're bad.
It's like my golf shot.
No, your golf shot was way over here. There's one, almost.
Right. Oh, way too hard. Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's 0 for 4, Phil. That's, there's one.
He scores!
Yeah. And he's... Go!
Oh, he scores!
2 out of 6.
Two
Phil.
Out of six ain't bad.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad.
No. Especially since the first two are like... They must be like oblong or something. When they bounce to the left.
And it has a dead spot in it.
It does.
Yeah. So let's see if I can beat two, Phil. I doubt if I can. But What are you doing? What? You can't just cheat like that.
This one's
no. You cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Yeah, this ball was round.
It. Right? Sorry.
These things cost me nothing.
Oh sure, there you go. Well, just bounce one twice because I'm sure you're not going to make them all.
I hope I make every one of them.
Oh boy.
So you're up what? 2-0.
2-0. Henry Bray is going to shoot from the far side again. This is table pong. Oh, he bounced one off. That wasn't a bad shot, though. Oh, he's a little bit sly on that one. All right, one more. The yellow one. Oh, he got one in.
I don't want to shoot that one again.
You don't want to shoot that again? Oh, he missed.
I only have two more left.
There you go. Oh, he missed. He's got to get one in to tie.
A dumb one. All right, one in to tie.
One in to tie. Oh, knee wins. Oh, my gosh. Nope. Nope.
That's actually the one that had the...
Too long. Look at that. Oh, well, anyway. Nice job, Hank.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Anyway, we got to have the love line.
I feel good to win.
Do you?
I haven't won for a while, you know, so... Yeah, I'm a winner.
You are definitely... What is it, 2-1?
2-1.
Yeah, I feel bad, so...
Same Brewer score last night.
Oh, yeah, hey, you know what? Great job for them. It's about time.
Played a little defense.
But here's the thing. People are down on their Brewers. Don't be down on them. It's way early, and they're missing a lot of people right now.
They're missing a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
So they will be back.
It's too early to be down on them.
Oh, 100%. I still think they might have one of the best younger teams in the major leagues.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, but remember, I'm a Royals fan, too, so.
Yeah, big Pat Murphy wasn't real happy that people were booing Trevor McGill.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Just
well, I don't either. You know, I mean, think of it.
But flip side, okay? You make this money, go out and perform.
They make a lot of money, that's for sure.
And they need to perform.
They are people, too. I get where he's coming from.
I understand they're people, but you get paid for doing a job. That's just like college. I will boo you off the field if you can't throw it.
Right.
You get paid now.
I would agree if it's somebody who's like made it known they don't want to be there, they want to be traded, and they're just kind of running the ball out to first base and things like that. Then I think you can boo them.
I disagree.
He was not trying to do bad.
I understand that, but you know you have to. He threw the three same pitches at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's just you know what? You're a professional. Do your job.
Yeah.
Just like these college athletes. Yeah. Do your job.
Yep. Well, that's what I'll say to you later today.
100%. Yeah, and you know what? You would expect me to do my job.
Yeah.
But you know what?
So far, so good.
But don't leave me hanging here on that love line.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Best one of today.
All right.
Do you by chance own a cleaning? Let's try that again. Phil, do you by any chance own a house cleaning service? Because you just totally swept me off my feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Try that today.
Get slapped.
Not while you're Not while you're representing WRCO.
Hey, speaking of cleaning, I got to go vacuum. You got me a new toy.
I bought
toy.
You a new vacuum.
Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy. Yep. I really do. So off to work I go.
There you go. Hey, see if it works.
Have a good day, and everybody out there, be kind and stay. It was cold this morning. It wasn't cold, but it was chilly.
Yeah. Either that, if a vacuum doesn't work, I've got a scoop shovel in the car. So
have a great day. Yep.